As you can see, Bromham's water wheel is inside the building. Some visitors expect to see an external wheel, however many mills had enclosed water wheels, especially if they were on slower flowing rivers such as the Great Ouse, and when there wasn't a great difference in height between the point at which the water entered the wheel and where it left the wheel. The difference in height is known as the head. Because the head of the water at Bromham is relatively small, water comes into the wheel below its axle, but not quite at the bottom. This type of wheel is known as a low breastshot. The drawings on the wall just to the right of the wheel show the flow of the water through this type of wheel and the other three types of wheel. This low breastshot wheel uses both the force of the water and its weight, and therefore the paddles are L-shaped. They have backs to them to hold the water on the wheel as it turns around. An undershot wheel only uses the force of the water and therefore has flat paddles. An overshot wheel uses only the weight of the water and therefore has enclosed buckets to hold the water for as long as possible. Now turn around. With your back to the wheel, you can see our mill pond, which we'll talk more about in the next part of the tour.